Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 12th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Peh Gimel, Mesech de Sukkah, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Dalad. Hoisa Sukkosoi Bein Holonis, a person who makes a sukkah between trees, not on the trees, but between the trees, V'Holonis de Fonosla, and the trees act as walls for the sukkah. But he did not lean the schach on them at all. The schach was on proper wooden structure. It's just that the trees act as walls. Kashero, the sukkah is kosher. And we're not worried that he might come to use the trees to put his belongings on the trees. We're not worried about that. The Gemara explains that when do we say the sukkah is kosher? That's if the trees are firm, the branches are strong, so that the wind will not move them. And also that between the branches, he's filled them with straw or with something, with stubble, and he's tied it down so that the wind will not blow through them. Because any mechitza, any window, any wall or partition that's not able to withstand a normal gust of wind would not be kosher, is not considered a mechitza, and would not be fit for a wall. Shluchei mitzvah, people who are doing a mitzvah, they're on an errand, for example, they want to see their Rebbe, or they're going to redeem captives, Jewish captives. Peturim min ha-sukkah, they're exempt from a mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Because we have a principle, oisik b'mitzvah, potam min ha-mitzvah. If you're occupied in one mitzvah, you're exempt from doing another one. And that's even during the nighttime, when they're camping, for example, or in the daytime, when they're resting. They're potter from chasing after a sukkah. And the reason is because if they don't get a proper night's sleep, and if they're instead chasing sukkah, etc., that may impede the success of their mission. And that's also part of the oisik b'mitzvah. The Ramah paskins that where do we say oisik b'mitzvah pot mitzvah? That's if it would require extra effort to do the other mitzvah. If a person could do both of them quite easily without any extra torah, then he should do both, says the Ramah. Cholin, people who are sick, and even if it's not dangerously ill, just something that's bothering them, a sore eye or sore head, umasham shayan, and those who are helping the sick, the attendants to the sick, peturim and asukkah are all exempt from the sukkah. How do we know that? Because the Torah says, basukos teshvu, you shall sit in a sukkah or dwell in a sukkah. The Gemara learns, teshvu kein dedura, you dwell in a sukkah the way you do well at home. Just like at home, if you were in a room that was bothering you or you were having distress there, you would move to another place. So also with a sukkah as well. If you find that because of that it's difficult for you to sit in the sukkah, then you're exempt from the sukkah. Oichlin v'shoisin arai chutz l'sukkah. One is allowed to have a casual snack, a casual drink outside the sukkah, something just to remove your hunger, that's fine. The Gemara explains that's a shear of a beitza, a shear of an egg, which is a food that you could eat in one swallow. The Rambam writes, however, that you're allowed to drink water and to eat fruits outside the sukkah, but if one is more stringent, one is more machmer, that he will not even drink water outside the sukkah, harizeh meshubach. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Vav, that is even better if you can keep to not even drinking water outside the sukkah. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah brings examples, stories to tell us that one who wants to be machmer on himself, not to eat or drink even achilas arai outside the sukkah, you're allowed to be machmer, and it's not called showing off. Mai said there was a story, v'heviyu lo l'Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai l'tomas atavshil, they brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai some food to taste on sukkahs, u'Rabbi Gamliel, and for Rabbi Gamliel they brought shtei chasavos, two dates, udlish al maim, and a bucket of water, and a pitcher of water, which min adin, they don't need to be in a sukkah, as we said before, it's called a casual meal, and nevertheless, they were machmer on themselves, v'omru, and they said, ha'alum l'sukkah, bring them up to the sukkah. From here we learn that if you're machmer on yourself, not to eat, even achilas arai outside the sukkah, then the one is praised, that's praiseworthy. When they gave Rabbi Tzadik some food that was less than the size of a beitza, less than the size of 2 ounces, then Natola Bamaka, he took it in a napkin. He didn't eat it with his hands. Why? Because he wanted to eat it without Natilas Yadayim. Now, chulin, if it's chulin, less than the size of a beya, less than the size of an egg, you don't need to wash your hands. But Rabbi Tzadok was a kohen, and because he was a kohen, he wanted to eat chulin with the same stringency as if it would be truma. There were people who eat chulin, altaras a truma, as it's called. And people's hands are called a sheni latuma. By default, they're called a second degree tuma. And if they touch truma, the rabbis decreed that the truma would be possible. So therefore, even when he was not eating truma, he was eating chulin, he wanted to be careful not to touch the actual chulin, and he would eat the food in a mappa, in a cloth, when he didn't wash his hands. Va'achole chutz la'sukkah. And he also ate it outside the sukkah as the din of achilas ara, as a casual meal can be eaten. And he was not machber with himself. And furthermore, v'loy berach acharav, he didn't bench afterwards. So we learn three halachas from this action of Rabbi Tzadok. Number one, we see he didn't bench afterwards. Why don't you bench? Because he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that one is only chayv to bench if one eats the size of a beya. That's the size of two kezesim. Why? Because that's called v'chalta v'savata. That's called an achila, which has svia. It's called an amount of food that satisfies a person. This is all, of course, about benching after Birkas Hamazon. Making a bracha before that eating, of course you have to make it, because that you make on any size of food, any quantity of food. The Gemara explains that when he ate less than the size of a kebeya, that's the Mishnah mentions this with regard to netil siyadayim and Birkas Hamazon. He didn't have to wash his hands because it was less than a beya, and he didn't have to bench because it was less than the kebeya. Had they brought him food that was the size of a beya, he would have been both chayiv in tilsiyadayim and benching. But as far as the din of sukkah is concerned, we learnt already in the previous Mishnah that one is allowed to eat or drink a casual meal outside the sukkah. And therefore the Gemara says that even if it would have been a size of a beya, as far as sukkah is concerned, he would have been able to eat that outside the sukkah. However, nevertheless, what we learned from Rabbi Tzadok is that eating a casual meal is permitted outside the sukkah without any thought of that you're doing an avera, because Rabbi Tzadok did so. And anyone who is wants, to, but if you want to be not, and if you not want to be machmor on yourself, one is permitted and is not considered a no medakta kmitzvahs. It would not be categorized as a person who's not careful about mitzvahs. In the first part of the Mishnah, however, we learned that there were tanoim, there were people who were machmir on themselves. And from there we learned that if you want to be machmir on yourself, as the Rambam brings down, not even to drink water outside the sukkah, then that is also a welcome way of acting.